On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team split last weekend at UMary and Northern. We'll travel to Duluth this weekend to take on the Bulldogs. Sophomore Jake Shallow with us. I think you guys have been playing so darn well. You split on the weekend. Does it say something about where this team is that you guys may be a little upset that you guys didn't win them both?
Well, I think definitely we've taken a huge step this year to where we're at already and where we want to try and get to, where we have one bad weekend and we feel like it's just such a letdown, even though we split. And it's just like a whole new view of what the team is looking at.
James Ellisor had been a world beater, quite honestly, for the last month to 6 weeks, you know, scoring 25 to 35 a night, it seems. He didn't score as much as a teammate. The rest of the guys say, all right, James has struggled a little bit tonight scoring. We got to pick things up.
I don't really know. It is a little weird because normally he's so good that just goes and he can take over games and he can score at will. So we try and get him the ball, but I don't know. It's just the Mary game when he started off. We knew that we'd have to help pick it up, and then by the end of it, you knew he was coming back into and he's going to be back into his normal self and take over the game.
You had 15 points in the first half against UMary, a 72-65 victory. It's a pretty good half.
Actually, the last few weeks, the shot really hasn't been feeling well. But I got in, got some extra shots, and then teammates and coaches just keep shooting. It'll go. It'll eventually fall. Everything, and then that I just came out and everything kind of clicked, and it really felt good.
Duluth is a team that you guys are certainly familiar with. You beat them by about 13 earlier this season. You go on the road this time. How much of a difference does being on the road make?
Being on the road is just a whole different animal. It's all of a sudden the crowd's not in your favor. A few toss-up calls never seem to go your way. Just everything kind of, it makes it a lot harder trying to play and win on the road than what it is at home. So I think if people who are looking at the team just say, oh, they beat Duluth the last time, so they'll just win. That's not the case at all. It could be any team. When you go on the road, it's just a whole different game.
You guys only have a few weeks left of the regular season. You're in a pretty good position right now. Obviously want to move up a few more spots and be great to win the league and host that first round here, obviously. But a little different that the number one seed isn't hosting the whole thing this year. So realistically, how much of a difference is it going to make finishing 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I don't think it's – well, obviously it won't be a difference because the venue will be different. But we definitely want to get into that top four so we can have that first-round home game and then know that we're still playing well going into the conference tournament and hopefully into the NCAA tournament, where it's not like we're just kind of just struggling and crawling to get in. We want to come in with momentum on our side, come in with a winning streak, and still be playing well and playing our best ball at that time.
Don't want to put words into your mind here. Maybe you haven't even thought of it, so if that's the case, then I'm sorry for bringing it up. But with just a few weeks left in the regular season, games are more important now. How much more difficult is it playing when there's a little added pressure?
It's a lot different compared to last year. We were the team that was looking to try and get there and hunt down the teams that were ahead of us. Where now this year, now we're the ones that are being hunted, and it does put more pressure on every single game. But I think, and the team feels that it's more fun than that way when every single game counts, every possession counts, rather than the opposite.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Oh, yeah, it's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.